Yo, I got great news. This is Chris Johnson, and I've been bitching about people wanting me to date for a while now. That shit's finally stopping. That shit's finally coming to an end. I haven't had to fucking deal with that shit for a while. I still do have to deal with it occasionally from certain members of my family. Grandma every now and then. Occasionally, you know, maybe a stray aunt is gonna fucking say something about it. But for the most part, I'm free from that shit. So this is an important life lesson. If you are a giant pain in the ass and you bitch enough about something, sometimes it stops. So this is a message to everybody out there that says, stop complaining and stop being so fucking negative. Fuck you. Sometimes it works. And I just proved it right now. Well, I don't know if I proved it right now. I proved it over a period of time. But dating does still cross my mind. I still think about it every now and then. I don't think about it in the traditional sense. I don't think about it as like, I gotta find a date. I don't think about it as like, man, I gotta find somebody. I think about it like, I hope that fucking woman doesn't want to date me, because then it's gonna put me in an awkward situation. I think about dating the opposite of the way most people think about dating. Most people are looking for dates. I'm looking for ways to avoid dates. That's what I'm doing. And I got a lot going for me in that direction. Number one, I work fucking 5 a.m. Wait, what? No, that's the old schedule. Number one, I work fucking 5 p.m. till 1 in the morning every goddamn night. So that's gonna keep some people away. I don't fucking see anybody ever except for my fucking coworkers or random dicks at the gym. I don't talk to those motherfuckers. And I've discovered something else too. Something about looking good. It's kind of scientific. It's like an equation. And it goes like this. Everybody wants to be attractive, right? Everybody wants to look good. I want to fucking look good. I work out all the fucking time. I take fucking showers. You know, I fix my hair. I brush it out and shit because I got long fucking gorgeous hair. So like I do a lot of things to make myself look good. I don't fucking dress like a slob. I try to get my fucking ass on point is what I'm saying. But there's like a downside to that. Because if people find you attractive, like if women find me attractive, then they might want to hang out with me. They might want to date. I don't want to fucking do that. But like I got a couple things going for me in that direction. I'm loud and people think I'm a fuck. So like that kind of balances it out. So I can be like, well, I can be that fucking hot guy if I can be an arrogant cock, which I'm going to be. But he's a dick, so people are going to leave me the fuck alone. You run into a little bit of trouble though if somebody actually likes your personality. Because like you want to look good, but you want to look good enough that they're fine talking to you, but not quite good enough that they want to fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So how I think about it is like this. The second they get too attracted, I got to get the fuck out of there. Especially if it's somebody that I'm not attracted to, which, got to be honest with you, is almost fucking everybody. I'm a picky motherfucker. I remember being at the office store one time, and some stupid fucking asshole was like chatting me up. And I remember thinking to myself like, she's looking at me kind of weird. And she just touched my fucking arm. God damn it. This is getting too close. I look too good. You know what I mean? I'm too attractive to her right now. I gotta fucking either start being an asshole or stop talking to her altogether. So I think I did a combination of both and it worked. But that was a dangerous situation. You want to look just good enough that people think that's a good looking dude right there or a good looking lady, but not good enough that they want you. When I was married, it didn't fucking matter. I had a ring on my fucking finger. So I could be as fucking hot as I wanted to be. I didn't give a shit if anybody was into me because I was fucking married. It's different now. Different now that you're single. Got to look at the fucking world differently now. That same girl from the office store. I remember I was fucking working there one night and she's talking to one of the other girls that work there about like going out to some fucking lame ass fucking towny shit hick bar. And she's like, hey, Chris, you coming out with us? And I think I just openly laughed. I said, no. And she was like, come on, you're coming out with us. And I was like, dude, I'm not going out with you. I couldn't do it. I'm not going to go out with them. What, are you out of your fucking mind? I can't be seen with her. Look, if this might be considered a fucking date or leading into that, or even if we're just fucking hanging out, fuck that. I'm not planting that fucking seed. I'm not planting that fucking seed. We're not going that deep. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Like, this is the fucking worst. I don't want to, like, let anybody down. Now, I got to be fucking honest with you. I'm not beating off women with a stick here. I don't have a fucking horde of ladies outside my goddamn door that want a piece. Because I'm a pain in the ass. And maybe I don't look that good. You know? I think I do. But maybe they don't think I do. Which is great. Because it fucking takes me out of the situation. But at the same time, I just, you know, you just got to rethink your strategy. That's all. And you got to, like, plant barriers. Here's another thing you do. You plant barriers. Like, I'm not going to date anybody at work. Which isn't bullshit, because I'm not, because that's a fucking nightmare. But, like, that takes me out of the game at work. So, like, if some woman at work might find me attractive, I'm like, sorry, don't date people at work, you know? I'm not going to date anybody with kids. That's also legitimate. Sorry, you got kids, you know? Can't do it. Can't do it. Got kids. So I'm erecting barriers all over the place to keep me out of the dating game. And it's been working well so far. Because there's just so few people I want to actually spend time with. You know, I would rather do this than to just say no. I don't want to create that awkward situation. That's all. I'll be back with you in a couple days. Sundays and Wednesdays, I update the podcast. You can follow me on Podbean, the main hub. Podbean's my host site. Every fucking episode's on Podbean. I'm on iTunes or whatever they call it now. I am on Google Play. I'm on a bunch of other places as well. And you can follow me on Twitter, @JohnsonHateYou.